All right, welcome to the New Age Human Podcast, where we empower conscious creators, entrepreneurs, and empaths by diving into alternative health, mindfulness, and innovative technology. I'm your host, John Astacio, and today is the first part of a four-part series on dream analysis with none other than your boy, with me. Before I forget, if you want to support the show, feel free to go to newagehuman.com and join the newsletter for sneak peeks. And the other thing would be if you could leave a five-star review on Apple Podcasts, that's going to help us attract a lot of really good potential guests, especially if you feel that you got something from this episode. We want more people to know about it. So what are these four parts? What's going on? I'm going to break it down. So part one is today, symbolism and dreams. Part two is recurring dreams. Part three is lucid dreams and out-of-body experiences. Part four is prophetic dreams and past lives, a window into the future or the past. So yeah, as you can see, it gets increasingly more weird. And I hope you like this, and I have a feeling you are going to like this. So I felt called to share the dreams as mine have been picking up recently. I'm not sure if it's been happening to you, but my dreams have been, I would wake up and I would take my notes, and I'm talking about four dreams deep in one night. It's getting nutty. So why dreams? What's going on? And by the way, I wrote down some notes so I can stay on track, because dreams can get pretty crazy and I can talk for a while and just get off subject. So back to why. So the benefit to you is, well, understanding the symbolism in dreams is crucial for self-awareness and personal growth. Okay, so when it comes to self-awareness, think of it as connecting with your unconscious, you're processing hidden emotions and bringing clarity to personal values and beliefs that you just might not have been aware of. And the personal growth part of it is allowing for new perspectives on challenges, helping identifying and change behavioral patterns. I'm thinking of Inception on that side of things. So think of just being aware of your behavior patterns, and it will bring to light why you do certain things. And this also informs goal setting and enhancing relationships and contributing to spiritual growth. So there's a lot of benefits, right? So yeah, today we're talking about symbolism specifically. Now, we're going to start off with going over a recent dream of mine around the symbolism of a vehicle. And then I'm literally going to read you my dream. And then after that, we're going to talk about the common symbols that you may run into in the past. So start thinking about some older dreams that you had. And then I have a surprise bonus at the end. So stay tuned for that. Stick with me here. So I'm excited. We're going to go into my personal dream. I literally, if you're watching, I have my notes in front of me on my phone. I wrote it out and went back and highlighted things that stuck out to me. So let's go. So this was literally written by me probably at 3 o'clock in the morning, exactly a month from today. So it starts off at me just writing down, I had a very bad experience at work. I was working for a small call center in a strip mall. So today I got up late and was so out of it. I felt rushed for work because I was running behind. So I got to work with no shoes and just other things missing. Since I was early, I went to the mall to shop for what I was missing, which is okay. I got to work and was able to get things done. I had to sit at a different desk. So as I left work, I overheard a friend that owns a restaurant / pizza spot across the street say that he's looking for help catering. I was considering that, but that's outside of my experience. I wasn't sure where I parked. My car wasn't where I thought it was. I was looking around. I thought to myself, maybe I drove the red car. But that's weird because I haven't had that car in years. I pushed my car lock button to hear the lock beep. I heard the beep and lights reflecting off trees. I walked to the area and no sign of my car. That was strange. I pressed the button again, and the car right up in front of me beeped. That's not my car. I looked around because I felt like I accidentally have someone else's car keys. But my keys never left my pocket. I usually drive a white Corolla. It's several years old. This was a red sports car, low to the ground. I didn't recognize the model and was too shocked to look for a logo. I pressed unlock and the side doors opened like a Lamborghini. I was so confused. The inside was all flat and I didn't see seats. I accidentally pressed the button again and it closed the doors. Once the closing process finished, I clicked the button to open it up again. I climbed in and I felt the seating area form as I sat down. The fabric was soft. The weird part was that the fabric covering the floor was now pushed above me, covering the ceiling and windows, but I was able to see the steering wheel and windshield. There were perforations around the window areas that seemed like I needed to pull out the fabrics to see out the side windows and possibly a sun or moonroof. Nice car. I felt so close to the floor, I felt like it was a sports car. It reminded me of when I worked at Ferrari and I used to be a car porter, you know, driving the cars around, filling up with gas. I started to back up the car and had a hard time moving without hitting the curb, so now I'm driving it. The mirrors and the view was too new, so I made lots of small moves. Someone came up to the car. They seemed to know me. It was a friend from way back, and I haven't seen him since high school. He asked, "Since when did you have a Chevy Impala?" Now I'm confused, because this definitely is not a Chevy Impala. More like a Lamborghini. So I'm thinking, is this what this is? Why is he here? I felt like he wanted something from me, but wasn't sure what. Not sure if I responded. I started to drive off. I see him and a few others waving in the rearview mirror. So they're waving behind me. They looked like they were trying to give me directions, like when you're getting help parking your car. So I felt like they knew I didn't know how to drive this car and were trying to help. My ego was frustrated. I kept hitting the curb. There's cars nearby. And my mind started thinking, am I just breaking this car? Then I saw other cars with damage to their bumpers, and I was hoping I wasn't doing that. I was really confused at this comment. Chevy Impala? This looks way nicer. I woke up and realized I didn't get a new car. Damn. I literally said, damn. So that is the freaking dream. You see a lot of stuff going on there. I hope I didn't butcher it because the grammar's off. And of course, when you're waking up, your eyes are all like crunchy from eye cheese and you're just like way out of it. And that's the best time to write down and journal your dream. Okay. So reflecting, new car. So I even started reflecting. New car, new. So I'm like, that can be related to, so we're going into symbolism, all right? So the new car can be a journey, right? A vehicle, a career. And for me, recently, I decided to go a new direction with the podcast to really focus on entrepreneurs, conscious creators, empaths, because I see that a lot of you guys fall into this category, and I want to help you out. So another thing I highlighted was I forgot things at work. And how many times have you had a dream where you're naked? Or I had no shoes, and so I had to go to the mall to buy clothes so I can go to work, which is just nuts. I did reflect on how does that relate to the real world, my waking life, and lately I've been falling behind on my to-dos for work or just in general because I took some time off and things started to pile up. And, you know, we're getting raw here. And then what I told myself here is maybe this message is showing how I feel about the new direction that I'm going with the podcast and other projects I'm looking to start. Exciting but not ready yet is what I wrote. Careful of taking advice from people who don't know your vision. That's huge, and I'm glad that I caught that. A lot of times you run into a situation where you have opportunities, or you ask the wrong person, or they're just there, but you're venting, and now they're giving you advice when you don't need the advice. So the dream probably was saying, hey, slow down with the venting, or slow down with the conversations. Be mindful who you're talking to. Take small steps. So now another thing I wrote down was take small steps to digest the new vehicle. That's kind of self-explanatory, right? Because if you're starting something new, you don't want to just go full steam, because there's a lot to cover as far as now you're revamping things, you're figuring things out again, you're creating new outlines for stuff. So it's saying, hey, slow down, slugger. I'm not going to read that because that just didn't make sense. Sometimes you're going to write down stuff, it just doesn't make sense. So that was pretty cool. I'll describe it to you. What I did, I used the notes in my phone to just jot it down. Other people may want to just voice record. For me, I just didn't want to wake up my wife. So if you're not worried about waking up your significant other, go ahead and record that voice and do that voice recording. So now we're going to go into symbolism. So that was a sneak peek or a taste of a dream that I had that had a lot of different symbolisms. We had the car. We had people that I recognized trying to give me advice. I have frustration, messing up my car, the whole interaction of it, and not being prepared for work. So if you see how as you review everything, it becomes more clear as far as what the message is. And that's in my own language. It's going to be different for you. So we're going to go into the common symbols and dream examples that I have to reinstate those symbols. Now, I'm showing and sharing my example so that at least you see an idea of how to digest it. So the first one is flying. Okay, that's a common symbol. I'm pretty sure you've flown. If not, you should try it. So flying often represents a desire for freedom or escape. It can also signify ambition or aspiration. So that's more of a general, a lot of people run into that. For me, the dream was I had dreams where it was progressive. It was kind of weird. It was like I would have a dream one day where I'm trying to fly, but I can only jump really, really far, like 6 feet, 10 feet. Then I have another dream and I start to be able to glide. And the interesting part was there were people around me that were friends. I don't remember who they are when I wake up, but they're pretty much like coaching me through it. So really cool stuff. And then that glide started to turn into a full-on flying. But what ended up happening was once I started full-on flying, once I was afraid of falling, I fell. That was it. And so it was a challenge to overcome that fear of falling. And you can think of that as a fear of failure. So, or quote unquote, falling out of it. You're on a good run for your business. Clients are coming in. Everything's great. And then that dreaded back of the head thought is, this is just too good to be true. Something's going to happen. And that negativity spirals you into falling out of that good run that you have, that good flow that you have. And it could be that you're having that flying dream to, at least for me, I had the flying dreams to build that stamina of not having that fear of failing. I will tell you that around the time where I flew a lot when I was being exposed to opportunities for business and super excited, but in that state where I was like, too good to be true, not ready for it, never done it before. And so that's where my mindset was at. The second common symbol is falling. So the general meaning for that, that most people find is it's usually indicating insecurities, anxieties, or feeling out of control. My example, I had dreams of falling from skyscrapers like Empire State Building, like really high up there where there's just clouds and people are ants and I'm just falling. And that sucked. And I had so many of those recurring dreams of falling off of skyscrapers. And I would wake up just before I hit the floor, which is fantastic because I can only imagine a dream where you're like, bam, you're hitting the floor. But that is normal. You don't, very rarely do you actually die in your dream. And it happened to me once. It freaked me out. Let me know. Send me an email or, you know, find me on Instagram and let me know if that's happened to you, right? So I eventually started to jump from roof to roof because I wasn't, you fall so many times, you're like, oh, here we go again. So I started jumping from roof to roof and I was just over it. I just was over it. Now, these dreams, to give you some perspective, some background, those specific dreams I don't have anymore, but they occurred when I was around like 16. I was in high school and I had a lot of anxiety because it was just a different environment. I had different friend groups. You're a teenager. There's just a lot going on. And for me, as a sensitive person, as an empath, I didn't understand what that was. And I just was absorbing other people's emotions and I didn't know why I was upset, why I was excited, So was dealing with a lot. The next common symbol, teeth falling out. This has never happened to me. So for the common person or the common symbolism of that is it's linked to feelings of powerlessness or fear of helplessness. So take that into consideration. Have you? I'm going to ask you again, shoot me an email. Let me know. Have you had teeth falling out in your dreams? What was that like? All right. Number four, common symbol, being chased. I think everybody, or at least majority of people, have this dream. Now, for the common symbolism of that, typically signifies avoidance of running away from a situation that needs to be addressed. Kind of obvious. So for me, what I wrote down was, I had a dream, I had this pretty often, right around the teenage years. I don't have this dream anymore. What reminded me, I just remembered a dream where I was running from a dinosaur and it was chasing after me and I was freaking out. And then I was in the woods and then all of a sudden I started singing. And the song was, I forgot what the song was, but I start singing like, it's raining. And like my mind, I'm like, why am I singing? I'm about to die. I wake up and my alarm radio was playing the song that I was singing. That was crazy. Okay, so what did I write for being chased? I didn't write what I just told you, but what I wrote down was I would avoid confrontation a lot as an empath growing up. What helped me was surrounding myself with strong personalities that I could lean on and learn from. Yes, all day. As an empath, it's draining to, it's a sucky situation. You just know. So find a strong personality, get with them. And the first step to overcoming that is acknowledging it, right? Okay, number five. Symbolism is water. Water can symbolize emotions, the state of the water, like calm and turbulent, and it can provide further insights as far as the emotional fluidity or just the status of that water, right? Are you in a boat and the waves are crashing? You're in a storm. There's chaos. There's anxiety. You're in a storm, quote unquote, per se, in your waking life. For me, was a little different. For me, water was symbolized and still is symbolized as calm, because most of my experience with water has been vacation. Think of the beach, relaxing, sun, pool. That's been my experience. Some other people might have had a bad relationship with water, and it could mean something completely different. That's why you have to understand yourself and what things mean to you. And this really helps you dive in deeper in your self-awareness. So we're at the end. It's telling me here, my notes here are telling me to pretty much remind you that symbols may vary. And I think I did a good job of mentioning that. So we went over my dream, and that you saw how the car, right? The symbolism of the car. It could be the direction of the podcast. It could be the direction of new projects. That's for me to figure out. I just wanted to kind of highlight that. Not being prepared for work. Think of that for yourself. Have you had a dream like that? So symbolisms, we talked about flying, falling, teeth falling out, being chased, water, vehicle. What I didn't mention here was animals. That could be, think of like your spirit animal or the personality of how you see that animal, right? So now we're towards the end, and I'm here to give you a bonus. So the bonus is I was so excited to talk about dream analysis that I ended up creating a guide for you, because it helped me a lot to reflect. And if you want access to that free guide, the link will be in the description. So just look in there, and I'll try to make it pretty obvious so you don't have to like go through all this information. It'll be there. Just click the link and it's yours. So what's going on next week? Well, recurring dreams. So part two of dream analysis, recurring dreams. This was huge. This part right here was one of the main reasons why I wanted to start this four-part series. It was a huge wake-up call. And to give you an insight, I woke up in a cold sweat. You know, when you wake up and you're just like breathing heavy and you're like, what the F just happened? But for me, I had an epiphany, and it really helped to accelerate my personal life in a lot of different ways. So can't wait to share that with you. So stay tuned for next episode. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you, and have a good one.